Muqtada al-Sadr's forces remain centered in the shrine of Imam Ali in Najaf. That's a very holy site for Shiite Muslims. The insurgents have turned it into a base that the U.S. has been reluctant to attack. Early yesterday, an American writer for the online magazine Salon.com managed to cross into the shrine, and he's there now. Day to Day's Alex Chadwick spoke with him earlier by satellite phone.
Philip, tell me where you are.
Right now, I'm inside the walls of the shrine of Imam Ali, and I'm sitting just below the north wall of the shrine. The men are praying now. It's just now time for evening prayers. There's been a great deal of fighting in the immediate vicinity of the mosque, near the cemetery, and down Rasul Street.
Can you see U.S. forces? How far away are they?
I cannot see U.S. forces because I'm inside these a compound with very high walls. But the U.S. forces are actually in a ring around the old city. They're not very far at all. And in some cases, I think they're less than 200 meters from the shrine.
Are you being fired on now?
Yes, actually, we are being fired on now. There have been explosions every few minutes, and bursts of heavy gunfire. And it's a deep sounding type of weapon, which is characteristic of U.S. weapons. What's been happening here is there's been a constant stream of dead and injured al-Mahdi fighters through the gates of the shrine. They're taken to an improvised hospital on the southern side. They're given medical care, or if they're pronounced martyrs, they're taken to a morgue, and then there's a parade. The body of the dead fighter is usually carried by his friends in a circuit around the shrine of Ali. So those have been happening with great regularity. And I've seen some terrible injuries in this makeshift infirmary.
We have heard that Muqtada al-Sadr has said that there will be a ceasefire, that he's ready to accept the plea of the government that he lay down his arms and turn his military force into a political party. Does anyone seem to be aware of that there in the shrine?
No, nobody is discussing that. Here's what's happening in the shrine. About an hour and a half ago, there were two announcements over the mosque loudspeakers. The first announcement was a general mobilization order for al-Mahdi army forces to take their positions. So there are about 1,000 men in this shrine right now. And they ran outside in a great hurry and picked up their weapons and took their positions. The second order was similar. It advised all al-Mahdi fighters guarding hospitals and schools to take their positions as well. So this, we didn't interpret this as any part of a peace plan, although it could be brinksmanship. We can't really tell right now, but nobody's speaking about the letter. There's some very worried people in the shrine right now.
Philip, what are you going to do now?
Our options for moving around are limited. There's not a lot of firing at the moment, but there are tremendous difficulties with snipers, and we feel that if we moved or left the shrine, we would either get caught in a battle, which may or may not take place. I mean, we feel pretty much that it's on the edge. But we also don't have any safe houses we can get to, and we can't cross the lines going out. So we're going to sit tight for the moment.
That is Philip Robertson. Sorry we didn't mention his last name earlier. You can read his dispatches at Salon.com.